Half an hour later, I pronounced us lost. Jesri accepted it with pleasure, as if this were more satisfactory than being found. A boxy vehicle rolled past. "That is the third coach full of children that has gone by us recently," Jesri pointed out. "Did you have a Suvin in your neighborhood?"
"Places like this don't have Suvins," I reminded him. "They have stables."
"Oh, yes. That comes from, it's an old fluckish word, cultural
stabilization centers.
But don't say that because no one has called them that in something like 3,000 years.
"Right. Stables it is."
We turned where the coaches turned. For the next minute or so, things were fragile between us. Inside the math, it didn't matter that he had come from burgers and I had come from slines. But as soon as we had stepped out of the decade gate, this fact had been released, like a bubble of swamp gas deep in dark water. Invisibly, it had been rising and expanding ever since, and had just now erupted in a great, flaming, stinking belch. My old stable looked, in my eyes, like a half-scale reproduction of itself thrown together by a sloppy model maker. Some of the rooms had been boarded up. In my day, they had been crowded. So that confirmed that the population was declining. Perhaps by the time I was a Grand Fra, there would be a young forest here. An empty coach pulled out of the drive. Before the next drew up to take its place, I glimpsed a crowd of youngsters staggering under huge backpacks into a canyon of raucously colored light. A breezeway lined with machines, dispensing snacks, drinks, and attention-getting noises. From there, they would carry their breakfasts into rooms which Jesri and I could see through windows. In some, the children all watched the same program on a single large screen. In others, each had his or her own panel. To one end, the blank wall of the gymnasium was booming with low-frequency rhythms of a sports program. I recognized the beat. It was the same one they had used when I was there. Jesri and I had not seen moving pictures in 10 years, and so we stood there for a few minutes, hypnotized. But I had got my bearings now, and once I had nudged Jesri back into movement, I was able to lead us down the streets I had wandered as a boy. People here were as keen to modify their houses as their vehicles, and so when I did recognize a dwelling, it would have a new freestanding roof lofted above the old one, or new modules plugged and pasted onto the ones I saw when I dreamed about the place. But I was helped by the fact that the neighborhood was half the size of what I remembered.